Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WBBM FM and HD1 Chicago, a radio.com station. This is a commercial-free Tuesday. Sponsored by your local Hyundai dealer. Chicago's new hit music, B96, number six.
I love that.
Number six, right into it.
Let's do it.
What's up? It's Gabe and Nina. Good morning, everybody. You know, really quickly, we do want you to work hard, be good, and stay connected.
There you go.
Now on to number six. I just walked in the studio.
Yeah. There's something about it. You always time it perfectly. Like, even if Gabe, like, you'll walk in 30 seconds. Oh, I'm good.
It's like, my alarm went off initially, and my baby is now miraculously sleeping in her bassinet all by herself all night long.
Oh, my gosh.
And it just happened after we got guilted by the doctor that the doctor literally looks us in the face during the doctor's appointment and says, listen, I deal with SIDS all the time, sudden infant death syndrome. And she's like, I really like you guys, and I would hate to be having this conversation with you.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
That's so, what?
It's so funny because that's exactly, like, that night, we were like, okay, no more baby in the bed. Like, literally because of that conversation with the doctor.
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, so sudden infant death syndrome, they could suffocate, they could roll over, and, you know, so you're basically supposed to keep them on a hard surface with no blankets around.
Uh-huh.
Like their bassinet. But when you put them on the bed with you, there's increased risk of the baby dying, right?
Oh, my God.
So we would put the baby on her chest. Then that became extremely difficult. So then Nicole started to put the baby on the bed.
Mm.
And then you're not supposed to have any blankets nearby, anything. We would be, like, covering the baby. Like, pretty much basically the wrong thing you're supposed to do. And then we got the tongue lashing from the doctor.
Thank goodness she did, though.
Sometimes, as you'll learn, you have no choice. Mm. And you can't not do that, okay. Right? Anyway, the point is, so that night, we came home and we were terrified. And then we put the baby to the bassinet, and usually she's has, like, you know, a whole night of crying. Zero crying, slept the whole night. Anyways, that was a couple days ago. So she's in the bassinet last night. Needless to say, Nicole and I are cuddling again.
Yeah.
First time in months. So my alarm goes off. Nicole grabs me. She's like, hey, let's cuddle. Like, all right, babe, I got like 5 minutes. So then I wake up and I'm like, it's a little brighter than I would like it to be outside. And I'm like, oh, S, it's 5 something. And then I was like, I got to go. So needless to say, I just walked in because my baby's sleeping in the bassinet and I'm finally getting some good cuddles.
All right, you got to cuddle. That's an excuse. That works for everybody.
Five.
Well, no cuddles here, but I'm very excited about, well, I shouldn't say I'm excited about this, but I'm impressed. Yesterday was the first day that I stocked up on toilet paper since the pandemic.
Okay.
So I actually made it 3 months without having to go buy any more. Isn't that crazy? I didn't think I was a hoarder. I didn't think I was overbuying. And I counted, and I think there was like 17 rolls at the beginning of all of this.
Okay.
So now, how long does it take you to get through 17 rolls? About 3 months, guys.
That's when you have no visitors, no guests,
There was like a couple people in and out. But
yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like real guests, real visitors that come over and use up all your toilet paper.
Now you make it a sad scenario, but it was originally supposed to be funny because, wow, 3 months.
I still think it's funny.
Okay, good. So that's my story. Stocked up on toilet paper. Got to get that Charmin.
Number four.
If you're just joining us, we are now doing the top six at six. Top six stories that are surrounding both Nina and I and pop culture and news and all that good stuff. What else you got over there, Nina?
Well, actually, this is kind of interesting. Black Eyed Peas are in the news again. You know, they've got a bunch of new music, and they were talking about the real reason behind why Fergie is no longer with them.
Okay.
So she separated from the group a couple years ago, and they're just now telling everybody that the reason for it is because she just wanted to go be a mom.
Okay.
She just wanted to go and focus on being the best mom that she could be, and so the whole reason for it was her choice. And so now they're developing a new artist that's kind of the female voice amongst them. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Go ahead.
Number three. I'm just going to go back to talking about myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Because this is just what I'm doing. Yesterday, I went to go run. I've been running every morning now with Pito and Jesse. Excuse me, with Pito and James. And yesterday, I felt fine. I was doing my run. I did my mile. Did my little suicides. Now we're doing our sprints. Kept myself within, like, reason during the sprints. And then we'd run our 100-yard sprint. So we do that one. And now we're doing the very last sprint of the day.
Okay.
And this dude looks super athletic, like he could have been a damn NFL player. And he, like, walks by us and he goes, damn, y'all going to sprint the whole way? Now, mind you, we had already sprinted the whole way. And I'm looking at him like, yeah. Like what you think? Because you look fast? Like, you're faster than us? And I was like, all right. So then, like an idiot, I decided to prove a point and run really fast during this 100-yard sprint. And in doing so...
Where'd you pull?
I pulled my groin. I wish I had a wah, wah, wah.
So I really just facepalmed my own face right now.
It was
said
the worst.
That.
I was like in the middle of my strides and I'm thinking, why am I trying to run so fast for no reason? It's like, who am I racing? And then sure enough, like in the middle of the 100 yards, like right on the 40 yards in, I feel like a little pop. And I'm like,
no.
Like I get to the end and I'm like, damn it. So I try to stretch it. I try to do everything. Hurting right now.
He's so competitive. He starts like competitions with people that don't even know they're competing.
I'm like, Michael Jordan, what'd you say to me? Are we running 100 yard dash? Yeah, we're running 100 yard dash.
Number two.
Okay, we'll go back to pop culture for a second. Lin-Manuel Miranda is getting ready to release Hamilton the 4th of July weekend on Disney Plus. I just thought this was kind of interesting. Did you know that a movie will be rated R if there's more than one F-bomb? So if you have one F-bomb in the movie, it's cool. It can be PG-13. But if there's more than that, it's rated R.
Yeah, because I would always see some movies, they'll just, like, you always find that awkward curse that they do. They're like, this is some bull. And you're like, wait, what? That's so awkward. This is such a G-rated movie.
Yeah.
But they throw it in so they can get a harsher rating.
Yeah, sure. So just that one. So he's trying to make it a softer one. And so now in order to keep it PG-13, they had to go back because the show's exactly the way that you saw it on Broadway. But they had to take out two F-bombs.
Oh.
So now there's only one for the PG-13.
That's what's exactly. That's so childish.
Isn't that funny?
It is childish.
Number one.
All right. I felt like this is definitely one of the most important stories that's been going on in the news over the last 24 hours. Just the whole Bubba Wallace situation. If you're not familiar with it, Bubba Wallace, he's a NASCAR driver. And he's half black, half white, just like my girl, Nicole. And he was just been standing up for Black Lives Matter and the whole movement, painted his car, did all that stuff. Well, the other day, they found a noose in his garage. And obviously, the whole NASCAR community was just up in arms about it, which I really appreciate because I was talking to Nicole yesterday and I was saying to her, babe, if I were to say, what's the most racist sport in America? You probably easily point to like NASCAR racing or racing because of all the Confederate flags that are always out there. And it's just not an inclusive type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So I was surprised to see all the NASCAR drivers get behind Bubba Wallace. They basically they staged like their own little march on the racetrack. And it was like all the drivers were behind him. The entire, like, it was pit crews, cars, everything. And he just got so emotional. And I could imagine how emotional that can be for him as a black man trying to change the culture of NASCAR and then assuming you're going to be an outcast like Colin Kaepernick, but then getting the support of your community. That's a feel extremely, extremely emotional. So I was really happy for him with that. And then the other thing too is just hearing NASCAR people be so diligent about wanting to find out who put the noose in his garage. They're like, we are going to uncover every stone, trying to find who this person is and make sure we ban them from NASCAR for a lifetime ban. The FBI is involved now?
I think that's great. I think especially with NASCAR and the position of influence that they have to different parts of the country and being able to see what's happening, I think that's great.
So, I mean, even though...
I mean, not great that it happened.
Yeah. And even though the people are flying the Confederate flag outside of the stadium to prove a point, which, hey, man, I'm not saying that, like, that's stupid. I'm saying, like, okay, I get it. I see what you're trying to do. But the reality is, as long as you can do something, implement a rule where you can't do it inside the stadium, this is day one. So hopefully in 5 years from now, then the Confederate flag would just be removed altogether from the outside and the inside.
Hasn't it been banned in certain places? The Confederate flag?
Banned. I mean, who's really banning a flag from people? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not allowing it to be inside of the stadium or on any cars or anything like that. So they're banning it in that sense.
Yeah.
But again, when you're rocking it outside, like, what are you going to do? Police the 50,000 people that came to show up and make sure everyone doesn't have a flag? Either way, the point is, they stood in solidarity with Bubba Wallace, and I feel like that was the most important number one story.
There you go.
Number one.
Exactly. Look at that, guys.
Just keep it fresh. 6-6.
6-6.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. I'm going to put you in the studio so you can do that as a sound effect when we come. It's
B96. Is hot yoga your thing? Gabe, have you ever done hot yoga?
No. Never.
Okay. Well, if it is, there's a new way to do it. It's Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. And it's been really interesting watching all of the different ways your favorite workouts and stuff has been changing ever since COVID. So now there's this place in Canada, actually, that is all about hot yoga, and they've created these bubbles that heat themselves. So it's like this space, and you just see all these little like bubble domes in this yard where people get to do it in your own space. Now, in theory, I think that's really awesome. It's safer. Your own little dome is heated. You still get to hear the instructor. But I just feel like if you're claustrophobic in any way, I don't know how that'd be easy to be in a bubble.
I mean, have you ever gone into any of those outdoor dining, like when it's cold outside in Chicago, where you go sit in a bubble and eat?
I haven't.
Oh. Okay.
I get a little nervous about claustrophobia, but they look beautiful and great
for
pictures.
Not claustrophobic, though, are you?
Sometimes I am, yeah.
Okay. Like,
I do get little baby panic attacks. But anyway, I just thought it was kind of fun for yoga. So okay, instead of a Zoom class, get in a bubble.
I guess they got to come up with something to kind of fix everything and how it's going to work, if you think about it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how else are people going to work out? But then you're going to die because you're going to be sweating too much. Yoga's right. Already hard.
Right. And then how are you supposed to keep breathing? Are they going to pump your little bubble with oxygen? That's what I mean.
Ooh,
that's what I mean.
That'd be a good one.
Like, think about spin classes. How do you evolve a spin class? You put them in bubbles too? Everything goes in a bubble.
Everything just has to be Peloton. You got to do it from your house. Yeah. So when do you feel like you're going to be going back into the world of working out?
Oh, I have the gym in my building that's open.
No, I know. I meant like a class.
Oh, I don't know yet. Most of them aren't even open, to be honest. Like, if I were to do a bar class, I don't think Now's the time for that.
Yeah, gosh, I just feel bad for all of those people. I mean, think about how many personal trainers are out there, how many gyms that own stuff. I just, because there was, who was it? There was a guy in Texas who kept opening up his gym despite the stay-at-home orders.
Uh-huh.
And so the city then had to shut off the water and electricity to his gym because he kept doing it.
Oh, no.
Then he was like, you're not telling me not to open my gym. So he kept doing it still. And then they sent the city over there and put like locks and shutters on it.
Oh, my God. So, he's over there trying to break in. You can't keep me away from my gym.
Should have got some bubbles that you could have put your people in. Yeah. It would have been straight. All right, when we come back, guys, it is time for TBT Throwback Trivia. And it only happens right here with Gabe and Nina on B96.
You know who you are.
Darcy, good morning.
Good morning.
You're the best we ever had at 6:27 on Tuesdays during a commercial-free Tuesday.
That's how you wake up, Darcy, being told that.
Darcy, the game is called TBT. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Awesome. It's Throwback Trivia. We're going to give you a question about a song, a movie, and a TV show. We're going to hit you first with a question about a movie. This movie came out in 2009, starring Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis. Doug and his groomsmen drive to Vegas 2 days before his wedding for a wild time, and when they wake up, nobody remembers what happened.
Darcy, what is the name of the movie where nobody remembers what happened?
The Hangover.
Nice job.
Yes. Second question, the TV show. This show first aired in 1999 on HBO, starring James Gandolfini, who plays Tony. The show is set in New Jersey and follows the life of Tony at home and in the mob. Many of those events were held at Bada Bing.
Darcy, give me the answer so I can go Bada Boom.
my favorite show, The Sopranos.
Nice job.
Yes, it is.
Darcy, I've never seen an episode. What can you tell me about it?
You haven't?
Oh, I just started rewatching it. It's the best.
Oh, jeez. Okay. All right. Number three, Nina. Let's see if you can get the clean sweep, Darcy.
All right. For your song. Holla Back Girl, because you ain't no Holla Back Girl. You know that song? It came out in 2004 and is off of an album called Love Angel Music Baby. The artist is a blonde bombshell and she doesn't age. Who is she?
Gwen Stefani.
Were these too easy?
Is that what it was? Take it over, Nita.
You old school. Go, Darcy. You so old school.
Oh, Darcy.
I'm so good at this, Darcy. You're
Darcy,
welcome.
Your name sounds old school, but you sound kind of young, right?
I guess so.
Yeah. Where are you headed to right now, Darcy?
To work.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You know, because you obviously know all these questions. If you could, would you go back 10 years in life and start all over again?
Would I go where?
Go back 10 years, you
so
know?
Deep.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You would? Okay.
Darcy, wouldn't you?
Probably. Yeah. I know a lot of people that say that they wouldn't. That's why I was like, oh.
Well, Darcy's a true old schooler. She's like, send me back.
Watch The Sopranos.
Well, as long as they could skip over this part.
Yeah, again. We're only here for one thing, too. What up? It's Gabe and Nina on B96. Inside of a commercial-free Tuesday, shout out to Hyundai for putting that whole thing together. Have you ever ridden in a Hyundai before?
Yeah.
Which one? You know?
The Sinatra? Is that
Sonata.
Hey, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, the Sonata.
Oh, Blue Eyes.
That's the one.
Okay, my mom used to have a Hyundai Santa Fe.
Okay.
I used to drive that thing everywhere. And then my dad was a big liar. He'd be like, honey, I'm going to get you a new car. Like every year forever. And then my mom would be like, nah, it's okay. I'll just drive this one. Had like 100,000 miles on it.
Those Hyundais go far and I think they're really good on gas.
Yeah. I've driven that thing to Toronto.
Oh.
At the time, she doesn't have it anymore. I've driven it like all across the country, as a matter of fact.
So it's seen the world.
It actually has. So good cars. Needless to say, if you're looking for one, go check them out because we do appreciate them giving us a commercial-free Tuesday.
So much. I think we all appreciate that.
We also appreciate all the gentlemen of the Chicagoland area who've been doing a phenomenal job on Wake Up Wars.
You have been doing a good job.
Yeah, that's all. I'm just giving them props.
Fair.
Do you want to switch up the teams today?
No.
Okay. So
I'm going to sleep with my ladies.
I have faith in the ladies today. So we need one. Actually, let me not talk to the ladies. I have faith in the ladies, but I have even more faith in the gentlemen of Chicago. So here's your opportunity to get on the radio, come be on B96. And if you want to be on Team Gabe, one of the guys that are out there right now, pick up your phone and call 877-591-9696.
Okay. They can do that. But ladies, I need you. Look, I'm a girl's girl. I look out for you. Look out for me. I need a smart one ready to play. And we need to get a victory and finally stop this winning streak that the guys are on. Okay. 877-591-9696. Call. Let's play Wake Up Wars. Ladies.
That's me. That's me. It's Gabe and Nina. I'm B96. Time for the baby daddy check-in. You're going to get two dad jokes and a baby update, you know, so you can laugh a little bit on your way to work. Nina, did you know that 97% of the world is stupid?
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I'm part of the other 5%.
I get it.
It's a math joke, guys.
I get it.
The baby daddy check-in is simply this. I mentioned this earlier. My daughter, now that she'll be 2 months in 2 days, but she's finally made her way to the bassinet and is sleeping all night long.
I feel like
Call me Lionel Richie.
I feel like that's amazing. Like, isn't that a celebratory thing?
It is. I just think that, you know, no one warns you that it goes from one day to the next. Like, one day she's not, and then the next day she is. Like, no one says that. So you assume as a new parent, your life is just, you're just in like purgatory. You're just like never going to sleep ever again. So I'm happy. And I was telling everybody earlier that I was late to work today because my baby is in the bassinet, I get cuddles now.
Yeah.
I haven't had cuddles with my girl in months. And so she like, I was the little spoon yesterday.
I'm not leaving.
So she was like hugging me and I was like, ooh, this is so comfortable. Oh, what is this?
I wouldn't get up either.
Next thing you know, it's bright outside. And I'm like, wait, I do a morning show. It should be dark when I wake up in the morning. Anyway, so that's the baby daddy check-in. I'm so excited that my daughter is sleeping like that. And she's just adorable, guys. I just can't say it enough. All right. Joke number dose, Nina.
Let's go.
You know, over the weekend, I've been getting injured a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I broke my finger last week. On the other hand, I'm okay. Get it? On the other hand.
I get it.
On one hand, it's broken.
I get it.
On the other hand, I'm okay. On the other hand, I'm okay.
Now you're really a dad. When you tell the joke three times in a row.
I broke my finger last
week. You're really doing the dad move.
All right, guys. Wake Up Wars is up next. 710. Don't go anywhere. It's B96.
Wake Up Wars, a battle of the sexes for breakfast with Gabe and Nina on B96.
It is a commercial-free Tuesday on B96. We are Gabe and Nina, and representing for all the guys today on our game, Wake Up Wars, we got Brandon and Schomburg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Brandon, Olivia hung up. Hang on one second, okay?
She's scared and intimidation.
That's
great. We're not starting off good, guys.
Oh, there she goes.
Oh, okay. And we have to welcome Olivia to the show, ready to represent for all of the ladies. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. At least I am, because the fellas have been dominating for the last week or so. So, Brandon, because of that, you get to decide who goes first today.
I'm going to let the ladies go first.
All right, Brandon. Thank you for that. Hang on a second, and we'll be right back.
No problem.
All right, Olivia, we're going to kick this whole thing off with a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and a Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win. Your first female-centered question. This type of exfoliant is more gentle than salt scrubs and is a sweeter option. You can even make your own at home with an ingredient from the baking shelf. What kind of exfoliant is it?
Baking soda. Dang it.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. We still have two more.
You're so sweet. Oh, now I hope you win. You're so sweet.
Thank you.
I hope so too. Here's your second question, Olivia. There are all kinds of hats, but only one is the most popular and is responsible for 52% of all hat purchases. What kind of hat is most popular?
A baseball cap.
For that male-centered question, you got this.
All right.
And your Chicagoland question, Olivia. Headquarters week on the show is happening. We're going to tell you about a company that's based in the Chicagoland area, and then you just have to tell us which one it is. This company is made up of a large group of insurance agencies throughout the United States with corporate headquarters in Bloomington, Illinois. Their star employee is some guy named Jake. What is the name of the company?
State Farm.
There it is.
Good job,
okay,
Olivia.
Okay, we got two, Olivia. That's good.
All right, hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
Brandon, welcome back to the show.
Hey.
All right, so Olivia got two questions correct. So you got some work to do.
Okay.
Your first female-centered question. This type of exfoliant is more gentle than salt scrubs and is a sweeter option. You can even make your own at home with an ingredient from the baking shelf. What kind of exfoliant is it?
That I do not know.
Second question, your male-centered one. There are all kinds of hats, but only one is the most popular and is responsible for 52% of all hat purchases. What kind of hat is most popular?
Snapback.
Good guess, Brandon. All right, let's get this last one right. It's headquarters week on the show, and we're going to tell you about a company that's based in the Chicagoland area. You're simply going to tell us which one it is. Little known fact, Illinois has 36 Fortune 500 companies headquartered here in our state. Isn't that amazing?
I had no idea.
Now, the big complaint, though, Brandon, is that there's no blue-collar jobs that come with that. Anyway, your Chicagoland question, this company is made up of a large group of insurance agencies throughout the United States with corporate headquarters in Bloomington, Illinois. Their star employee is some guy named Jake. What is the name of the company?
State Farm.
Yes, it is.
It is State Farm. But right now, Olivia, Brandon got one question correct, which means I could kiss you. Thank you so much.
Do it.
I'm so happy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Brandon, we appreciate you for only getting one right today.
No problem.
Thank you, Brandon.
She was
going to
I don't even know. I felt like I was going to have a hit on me, Brandon, or something. My car was going to blow up. I don't know.
I did it for us, Gabe. I did it for both of us.
Brandon, listen, I appreciate you.
That's a smart move, guys.
Where are you headed to right now, Brandon?
I'm headed to the office.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm a logistics manager.
Oh, nice. Okay, making sure everything runs on time and gets there. What's the biggest shipment you've ever sent?
Probably a $2 million shipment.
Of what?
Okay, commission check. I see you.
What is it?
Okay, Brandon.
iPhones.
Olivia, where are you on your way to?
I'm going over to babysit right now.
Cool. Olivia, are you still in college, high school, an adult?
Yeah, I'm in college. I'm going to be a senior in college.
What school do you go to?
I go to St. Louis University in Missouri.
Oh, I love that.
Nice, so home for the summer.
What are you studying?
I'm a forensic science major.
Okay.
You know who else did that? The Flash. I don't know if you ever. Anyway. All right. Hey, guys, thanks so much for playing and for choosing us to listen to on your way to start your day, okay?
Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day.
The answer to the question is number one, Nina.
So exciting. It's actually a sugar scrub.
Sugar. I've actually heard of that before.
Yeah.
Question number two. 52% of all hats purchased in the world are baseball caps.
Love that.
So that's something that's interesting. And then last but not least, number three.
State Farm.
What a good guy Jake is.
Hey, Jake from State Farm.
Did you see they changed them? He went from a white dude to a black dude.
I did see that.
It's like, what happened there? Okay, I get it, though. Shout out to you guys. More fun on the way. It's a commercial-free Tuesday on B96. B96, we are Gabe and Nina in the morning. It is a commercial-free Tuesday. And, you know, we were talking about Katy Perry.
Yeah, her and Orlando Bloom are waiting to name their baby because, you know, she's getting ready to pop, looking all nice and prego. And they said that, and then I was thinking to myself, just even to ask you, Gabe, you had Whitney's name planned out, though, before you saw her, right?
It was definitely something that was already planned. So Nicole actually came in and gave me, like, a list of three names. And then what I said was, I was like, okay, I really like this one. And just like we do it in the studio, when we have ideas for the show, sometimes we have them as placeholders.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, all right, this is going to be our 7:30 topic. And then we're going to spend the rest of the day trying to come up with a better topic than 7:30.
Right.
And that's what we did with the name, where Whitney was there. And then I was like, all right, let's try to find a better name than that. And every time we tried to come up with different names, nothing in my heart of hearts was better than Whitney.
Perfect. So when you went into it and you saw her, it all matched.
Now, these guys are a little bit different, though, right?
Right, because they're just going to wait. They have some ideas, but not anything that they're set on. So when they want to wait and see her face and then be like, this is what you are.
Now, I know you already have your names picked out for your children.
Yeah, I think I do. Because I have to see. I would want to see him, too. But I know that I want to name my daughter Layla.
Right, so you do have the name, then.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. I'm
confused, Tone. You got the names? No, I gotta see them first. Well, I got this one name. That's what I said initially. Like, let's do this radio show together.
We are. Just you have to speak my language. No, I do. I have Layla picked out, but then I don't know who my baby daddy is. Like, he's gonna get to have some kind of a say. Hopefully, he'll just go with it.
Tone, do you have the names? Because you got a girl. How long have you guys been together for?
5 years.
Damn.
What are your children's names?
Before we go to the kids, what are you proposing, bro?
Gabe, no.
My bad.
Making it hot, bro.
You guys have obviously talked about kids.
Yeah.
Have you guys talked about names?
Yeah, we have, but like we never actually agree with anything.
He has baby names, but we can't talk to him about proposing.
yeah, exactly. Gotcha. Well, listen, the lines are open right now. The phone number here.
Gabe brought it up.
Yeah, right. She's listening right now. The phone number here is 877-591-9696. I would love to talk to the people that like waited till their child was born and was like, I need to look at my baby in the face and then be like, you look like a Tom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You look like a Larry. So I would love to talk to you. And then I want to know what you named your kid.
I want to see baby Larry.
baby Larry. That'd be great. All right, 877-591-9696. It would give me, I'm too much of like a planner. Like I need a plan in place.
Like you need to know.
So it would probably give me anxiety not knowing what my child's name is. Like imagine how much pressure you probably have. You only got a couple days to go ahead and do it. And then you're like,
what's it gonna be?
Jeff.
Nope. Baby Larry is still the winner.
877-591-9696. Did you not name your child until they were actually born? We want to hear your story. All right, call us up next. B96. That's what Larry said when he looked at his name. Said, buddy, I'm stuck with you. It's Gabe and Nina inside a commercial-free Tuesday. So, Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. They're expecting a little beautiful baby girl, but they decided to hold off on naming her until she actually arrives so they can look at her face and be like, yes, you are a whatever they decide on.
Gretchen.
Gretchen Esther. Mary in Westchester. Did you wait until your baby was born to name them?
Actually, it wasn't me. It was my sister. So my sister had a little girl, and they were dead set on the name Goldie. But when she came out and she had jet black hair, not blonde hair like they thought, they ended up naming her James. but they actually, we nicknamed her, like, we call her Jupiter. So, oh, wow. she went a completely different
right. Path. I thought you were going to say Joldie. Because it was
together.
No.
Okay. Now let me ask you this, Mary. That's what your sister did. What about you? Do you see yourself being the type of person that waits until the baby is born, or will you have the name already planned out?
I mean, I don't really know if I'm gonna have kids, but if I do have children, I kind of have some names picked out, but I probably would wait until they were born to be like,
this is
the weird thing is all babies look the same when they're first born. They don't really start to. I don't know.
If you've checked out my daughter, Whitney, she is beautiful. And no, I'm just playing. I hear what you're saying, though. I mean, they kind of look the same. Thanks for the call, Mary.
I mean, it's kind of funny, actually. My mom did that. So her plan for me, my name was supposed to be Daisy. So she had that all picked out until she saw me. And she's like, no, you're not a Daisy. And then here I am, guys.
Regular old Nina.
Just Nina.
877-591-9696. Were you the person that waited till your child was born in order to name her? Just like Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom. Let's talk to Jennifer on the South Side. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
So, Jennifer, were you named in advance or did they name you right when they saw you?
I was named in advance. Well, no. Actually, yeah, I was named in advance because my mom said she was cool with some girl in her class, and she was so nice, and she talked so well, and she was like, I'm going to name my daughter after her. I like that.
Well, how about you? Did your best friend in class get your daughter's named after your best friend, too, or what?
You know what? I have two boys.
Okay.
And my first son, I named him DeAndre, and I wanted my second son to have something similar. It might sound weird, but his name is DeAngelo.
Okay.
So they're like similar, and I'm like a fan of Dean. I'm Supernatural, so he was already prenamed.
Okay.
Okay, so you just made it all work. You know, it's like the Kardashians, all the gay names. You got all the Dean names.
Because if Jennifer would have saw her baby when she came out, she'd have been like, Mike. She would have waited. Well, okay. Thanks for the call, Jennifer.
It's so funny.
I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. There's two sides of people. You either have anxiety. It's like the people that want to wait to find out the sex of their baby.
Right. Like, I couldn't do that.
Nah. I cheated on too many tests to wait to the end.
Need to know.
I'll be like, doctor, can I? Doctor, what's that over there? It's a girl! That's Gabe and Nina, guys. It's not a commercial-free Tuesday. You know, I say it often. If you're broke in America, it's probably your fault because you can make money doing anything.
Yeah?
Like, literally make money. Yes, anything. Literally anything. And a guy's opening up a store that is like a genius. And once I tell you what kind of store it is, you're going to be like, ah, why didn't I think of this? I'll tell you what it is next. All right, so if you could open up one store, Nina.
Yeah.
And it could be one that exists already.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it would be?
If I could open up my own store. Sell,
like, what product would you be selling?
I mean, in a perfect world, I would love to get into the skincare game.
Okay.
That's like a dream of mine. Like, develop my own skincare and then, like, have all of it. That's what I would love to do.
I think a beauty, like, you should do like a beauty kiosk at a mall.
Yeah, and I'll samples? Excuse me, stop. Can I help you?
Or you can sell, what's something that people make at their house, like little soaps?
Oh,
you can make
yeah.
soap and call it Persian soap.
Persian Rose.
Persian.
Oh, that's a thing, actually, the Persian Rose.
Well, don't say something that exists.
I don't know if it's the name of something, but the Persian Rose is a scent. Oh, my God, well, that's cool.
A company, we said it before, said if you're broke in America, it's your fault because there's so many different ways to make money here.
Right.
You can sell absolutely anything. Well, somebody has actually created a COVID-19 store.
Stop it.
Oh, what?
Look at, see, Stop now it. You're like, damn it, why didn't I think of a COVID-19 store?
Anything that's COVID-19 related, we have it. The man was there, everybody was kind of looking for masks and sanitizers and anything to do with COVID.
Bruh.
The thermal imaging camera that we have in the front literally detects the heat of your body. It is mandatory to wear a mask. Might as well make it a fashionable mask. So we carry every single mask you can imagine.
Guys.
So smart.
Guys, the COVID kiosk, we couldn't come up with that?
Because it's a turnoff to me. You might have a COVID kiosk, and in theory, I think that sounds like great because you have everything you need, hand sanitizer and a mask. Well, you can get that just about any store now, first of all. And if you're going to call your store COVID, COVID-19? No. Bye.
COVID kiosk.
I'm trying to stay away from COVID. Everything COVID, even the kiosk. So, nah.
You say that
I'm
now.
Good.
Let Kylie Jenner come out with a COVID kiosk.
Kylie's COVID kits
by Kylie. You'd be like, let me get two of those, please. I'll take that. What else do you think is there? I mean, because think about it. If you're walking around and you're, if you don't have a mask, or your
gloves.
Mask is, if you see it, two for two.
Hazmat suits.
The two for two. You'd buy it. Like, oh, babe, you can get matching
masks?
COVID masks.
That's cute.
Oh, no.
I'll make us some matching masks. Just you wait.
You'd buy some hand sanitizer from there, too.
I mean, yeah, if it smelled good.
I'm trying to think, what else would you have at the COVID kiosk? He said the temperature gauges.
Yeah.
You have
gloves. Well, you know those new little rings now? Maybe that would be like super high end. So the rings, we were talked about this before. All the players in the NBA are going to have to wear these rings because able to detect if you have COVID. So maybe there's like different colors, new engagement rings. Here you go, baby. It's the COVID ring. For better or worse.
What's worse, a COVID ring or a COVID kiosk? that's equally as terrible. All right, when we come back, Nina said she did not have a trampoline growing up, but there's some interesting stats surrounding them, and we'll talk about it next.
We're definitely seeing an uptick in the number, both in the emergency room and in the urgent care, of trampoline injuries, which is a direct result of just people having more trampoline.
What?
This is America.
No.
We got more trampolines. But, you know, during the COVID pandemic and the lockdown, people have been trying to think of other things to do. You've seen people purchase weights, trying to do at-home gyms, and you need something for your kids to do. So they're buying more trampolines.
Right.
And there's more injuries now in the hospitals because of it. Now, did you guys have trampolines growing up?
I didn't have one, but one of my neighbors did. And I felt like I snapped my neck once just because I was jumping. And then I fell and it went like, legs in the air, neck squished. I can see the injuries.
Antonio, you ever have a trampoline?
No.
It's funny because Nina asked me this question and I was like, trampoline? In the hood? Nah, that's not.
I don't know.
That's not gonna happen.
The only person that had a trampoline was he like moved away like when I was like six, and that was like the entire fun of the neighborhood.
I said the only trampoline in the neighborhood was a mattress that we had, just kind of acted as a trampoline. For me, I'm just like when I go to the what are those places called? Bouncy zones or whatever,
fun
zones. Sky zones.
Sky zones.
Yeah, that's so fun.
My little nephew growing up, he's always like, Theo, take me to Sky Zone, and I'd be like, okay, and then you see all these like kids jumping high and slam dunking everything, and I'm the one that and I'm like the one that's just like not doing it at anyway. The point is,
isn't it fun though? You don't like it?
I just can't jump as high. Maybe I just don't have like the bouncy rhythm thing, you know, saying down. I don't
you gotta practice
something.
You're just fun. I like to jump on trampolines. So, you know, it's just a fun time, but they are very, very dangerous. You just have to be careful in how you do them.
I mean, don't we know this already? Don't we know trampolines are dangerous?
Like, you just really have to watch your kids out there, because then you try to hold hands with your friends and you jump around in a circle, and the next thing you know, one foot's off the trampoline and everybody's almost falling down. It's pretty scary times.
I think to myself, I like my neck. I really like my neck.
Yeah.
And I just think if I go on a trampoline, like, you are extremely increasing the chances of my neck not being in place anymore.
Yeah. 100% true.
Why do people
have a great neck?
And then I see trampolines with the nets on the sides of them so that nobody falls over.
Yeah.
If that's a risk, why are we using these trampolines then?
When people fall off, it gets real ugly. I'll tell you that.
How did it look when you fell off the trampoline?
No. I always landed with my. Never mind.
Hey guys.
Okay.
Here's new music from Dua Lipa. It's called Break My Heart on B96. Post Malone with Psycho right here on B96, Chicago's new music. We are Gabe and Nina. We're going to tell you about his new tattoo and his new hairdo in just a second, but I just want to marvel over his business prowess.
Yeah.
He actually sold 50,000 bottles of his rosé.
That thing sold out in the pre-order, guys. That's insane.
Can you just 50,000 bottles of rosé? This guy's a rapper who sells Crocs.
Yeah, he's got life figured out. Just think about it.
Who's buying this rosé? Not dudes.
You don't know. Guys like rosé, too, but maybe it is all of the girls.
Okay.
Rosé all day.
Now, when we're talking about things, just like in life, I'm not talking about definitives, right? I'm not saying all 50,000 bottles were purchased by only women. But I'm just saying, like, I'm sure it's a small percentage, but it's majority, 90%, I'm sure, probably women.
Maybe. It's probably all the people that bought the Crocs. I feel like that would be a great
50,000 bottles and the price of the rosé. Do you know how much it is, Nina?
I don't. Is it 50?
No. It's not. It's not Dom Perignon.
I don't know.
$21.99. Because you can buy a bottle of rosé for like $9.
That's reasonable.
$21.99. It's called Mysan number 9.
Where do you get it? I think, is it only online or is there a store?
It's in that app. They have an app, the actual company that created it. But it's called Mysan number 9. Or maybe I'm saying that wrong. Mason? Nah. Mysan number 9, after the rapper's favorite tarot card, the Nine of Swords.
Mm.
And it's a mixture. This is interesting. The pink rosé is made from 45%. I'm not going to say any of these right. Grenache.
Yeah, that's
25% since salt. 15% Syrah and 15% Merlot. Not just blank. It's Merlot. Merlot. And it offers notes. This is probably why I sold 50,000 bottles. It offers notes of ripe pineapple,
ooh,
pear, and strawberry.
That sounds delicious.
And a clean, dry, crisp finish. Is that a weed or a wine? No.
I miss that game.
I do too.
That sounds delicious.
50,000. That is crazy. But I will give him some credit because some people think people just slap their name on a bottle of rosé and sell it.
Right.
He actually made countless amounts of trips to France
to
taste it and really make sure that they were doing something incredible. But either way, if you want his rosé, Mysan number 9, actually don't buy it. Don't buy it. Buy somebody else's.
Why?
He's rich enough. He doesn't need you to buy his damn rosé.
Well, he'd probably find a way to donate it. I don't know that he is yet, so don't quote me. But.
Right. That's a lofty assumption. All right. But what he did do that is what I do want you to support is his makeover and his change. What happened to his hair, Nina?
He shaved it. And then he got a tattoo on the side of a head of a skeleton. So you can support it
skeleton.
If you want. Man, I love Post Malone so much. I like to think we're friends. But these tattoos
really?
On his face,
you
yeah.
Guys are buddies? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to be friends with Post Malone. But. You know, that's his deal. Skeleton on the side of your head, shave it all off. When you get bored, I guess you let your hair grow back and you hide it. I don't know.
Nina asked me, she's like, have you ever shaved your head bald before? And I, like, honestly, you know, growing up broke.
Yeah.
I didn't have money to go to the barbershop.
Uh-huh.
So even though I had, like, what I thought was nice hair, I would just shave my head bald every single week. I would have, like, a razor, literally, like a Gillette Mach 3.
You bicked
it? And just, because... I didn't want to have a bogus afro. So I got to do something.
You put sunscreen on top of your head.
No, actually I didn't.
You just let it go.
Let's shave your head bald.
No, let's
and
not.
And put a skeleton tattoo on it.
Oh, okay.
It. And then sell rosé.
Oh, okay,
and then
great
we'll
idea.
Be, no. I wonder if Quavo's ever been to Canada with Justin.
Maybe.
Like, nah, probably not.
I mean, also there's a good chance. Like they're just, you know, musicking. Out in those streets.
It's a commercial-free Tuesday right here on B96. It is currently 63 degrees. And if you're wondering, like, it looks like rain up there, but is it actually going to? It's only like a 20% chance throughout the entire day.
I feel like yesterday was supposed to rain all day. It didn't. Today.
I don't know, but not maybe but not by your house.
Did it rain all day?
All day.
Oh, yeah, no.
It was literally, it was like sun showers and then hard pouring rain. Then you might get a reprieve for like 2 or 3 minutes and then it came down just literally all day yesterday by my house.
Mm-mm.
It's a big puddle in front of it. That's how I know. There's like this weird puddle in front of my house where if you look all the way to the right of my block, there's no water on the sidewalks. You look all the way to the left, no water. Only in front of my house, of course. And then they're telling me, people are telling me like, you got to call the city.
What do you mean?
Because there's a program where you, the homeowner, partner with the city of Chicago and pay for the sidewalk to get replaced.
Like it's that big of a puddle that it's blocking the entire sidewalk?
Like I can't, I have to like jump over a puddle. I have to do a hurdle.
Oh, wow.
Before I can get to my front steps. And then it's like Mission Impossible. I feel like Tom Cruise because there's a, like a front gate. So I have like only a slab of cement to stand on. And oh, no, the lava is water. Or the floor is lava.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of stuff coming up at this hour. We got TMI Tuesdays coming up after 8:30. That's where we talk about some adult topics. We also got Sexy Spanish happening. But tomorrow on the show, at this very time, we know we do lie detectors on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. And there's a woman, a young woman, that is trying to figure out if someone in her family has been illegally giving alcohol to someone in their, like a younger person in their family.
Right.
So we're going to talk to them tomorrow. But we wanted to ask this question, Nina. You know, I have this statistic right here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know by age 15, 29% of teens have had at least one drink.
Wow, really?
That's like one in three.
Mm-hmm.
One in three teenagers by the age of 15 have already had a drink. By the age of 18, by the time you finish high school, 60% of teens have had at least one drink.
I believe that. That's a lot.
If I line up 10 teenagers, six of them have had more than one drink?
Well, I also think that in their houses, there's a lot of times parents are like, you want to try my beer? Like, you know, you can have a sip. Like, stuff like that happens.
Well, the question that we're really asking you is, how did you get your alcohol? Because that's what we're going to be doing on lie detectors tomorrow. We're going to be catching somebody up in a lie in regards to like who got somebody some alcohol. But our question to you is, when you were an underage drinker, how did you get your alcohol? The phone number here is 877-591-9696, because you think about it, you can't walk into a store.
Mm-mm.
So who's getting it for you? Now, Nina's saying that it could be parents. It could be your parents.
It could be your parents. It could be your grandparents.
Your grandparents?
My grandmother. But I was older. Like, at this point, I was visiting my grandmother in Baltimore, and I was, like, 19. I was like, Grandma, doesn't it sound fun to have some wine with dinner tonight? Grandma, why don't we go to the store and get some wine?
So you were suggesting it as an underage teen.
Yeah, but my grandma was like, you're 19. Sure, let's go get wine for dinner tonight. So Grandma hooked it up.
Wow.
877-591-9696. 60% of teenagers by the age of 18 have had at least one drink. But the question remains, how did you get that alcohol? What did you do? Now, I remember one time I was over 21.
Uh-huh.
And someone walked up to me and they're like, mister, sir. Like, first of all, kid, don't call me sir. I'm 21 years old. But they were like, can you go and buy us some alcohol?
Yeah.
And I just thought to myself, are you kidding me?
Like, who's doing that? Like, who's actually going into these places and getting, like, strangers? Like, I've seen people stand outside of 7-Elevens and stuff like that. Like, hey, can you get me a six-pack? Who are you?
Yeah. 877-591-9696. What's your name? B96. What's your name?
Art, A-R-T.
Art. So how did you get your alcohol when you were underage?
You know what, man? I would go right after school in my school uniform and walk in there and get it.
They just didn't care.
What suburb was this?
It was in Merrillville, Indiana. I went to a private high school.
Now, Telephone Tone and I from Chicago are like, oh, Merrillville? Yeah.
That's now you get it.
Somebody walked up and was like, my grandma needs a six-pack. She told me to come here and get it.
Right.
Like, okay. No, actually, the whole soccer team wanted some 40s. 1,040s was the, big thing,
Dr. Train,
Snoop Dogg and all that.
Of course. All right, 877-591-9696. What did you do? 60% of teens have had at least one drink. But the question remains, how did you get that alcohol? Did you get it from your grandma like Nina?
Hey, man. It felt like I wasn't doing anything wrong. Grandma said it was fine.
Are you like Art? You just walked in. You're like, hey, Tim, can I get a six pack of whatever? And then I'll tell you a couple more stories about how alcohol was consumed in my little circle of friends. But we'll take your calls next. 877-591-9696. 60% of teenagers have had one drink by the time they reach 18. But you can't drink in America until you're 21. So then it begs the question, how did you get your alcohol? 877-591-9696. Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the reason why we're talking about this, Kaylee, is because tomorrow we're going to be doing lie detectors, and a family member thinks that another family member is providing alcohol for a minor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get to the end of that tomorrow, but it begs the question, like, how did you get your alcohol when you were younger? How about you?
I was standing outside the liquor store with my friends asking strangers.
How old were you?
That's so funny.
Kaylee?
I was, like, 18, 19.
Okay, so you looked at least you looked a little older. You didn't look like a baby.
No, whatever we could do to get that UV blue.
They were there for a mission.
What's the longest you waited outside in order for somebody to do it for you?
Probably not very long. Maybe like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Everyone would do it for us. Except for like the really older people.
Did they ever ask you questions like, why aren't you just getting it yourself?
No. Especially guys. They would just do it for you.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, what are you guys doing after this?
Can we go to the party?
Where are you guys drinking this at? Oh, creepers.
Big time.
Kaylee, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Jisette in Plainfield, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, Jisette. So how did you get...
Hi, how are you?
We're great. This is interesting hearing everybody's stories. How did you end up getting alcohol when you were underage?
The parents went looking.
Mm. Wait, I'm sorry. What was that?
The parents weren't looking in the parties, and us kids, we would just drink.
And steal the bottles?
Yep.
Okay, thanks for the call. I'm going to tell you something right now. First of all, my parents didn't drink growing up. That wasn't a thing of ours. So there was never really alcohol in the house. And if there was, I mean, my parents got bottles from when I was a kid still in their little, like, wine cellar area We're still trying to drink this Opus 1 that's 10 years old. And my dad's always like, we're waiting for the right time to drink that one.
Special occasion.
So if I would have drank something, did you drink alcohol from your parents' closets or cabinets?
All the time. But I think it was my friend's parents who always had all the clear liquors. And so we pulled that stunt that you see in the movies where you take half of it and then you fill the rest of it with water. I was just waiting for her mom to know that it was watered down stuff that she was drinking, but she never noticed. And then my friend would sell it in Tupperwares. Like, what is happening?
Oh, suburban kids.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Brittany. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, so how would you get your alcohol? 60% of teens aged 18 or under have had at least one drink. How in the world did you get that? And then turn on your radio for a second. But Brittany, how did you get your alcohol when you were younger?
So we just get it from, like, our friend's parents. So, like, they throw a big Memorial Day party. We'd have our own Jello shots, have our own bottles, so we had to stay there. We weren't allowed to leave.
Brittany, let me ask you this. So when you turned 21, like, were you desensitized to the whole thing, or did you, like, turn up even more?
So there was a blizzard on my 21st birthday, and no one wanted to go out, but we went out, and me and my sister got trashed.
So it didn't matter. Thanks for the call, Brittany. I remember this one time, Nina.
Uh-huh.
I was in Las Vegas, and I was in college still, so I was like probably 22. And my buddy was a weed smoker.
Okay.
And he's like, bro, I gotta smoke some weed, whatever, whatever, whatever. And we're actually on an internship, so this is school related. So he's like, let's go walk the strip and just try to get some weed. And I'm like, okay. So we're walking down the strip, and he's like, just literally like, hey, man, you got some weed? As we're passing people by, hey, man, you got some weed? So we finally stumble upon this dude who's like, yeah, I got some weed for sale, whatever. So the guy's like, oh, how much? He's like, you know what? Just give me $20, but I'm not 21. Can you go buy me some alcohol? So then I'm telling my boy, because and stuff, and I'm like, don't do it. Don't buy him. This is a trap.
Yeah.
we're gonna get arrested on our internship. But literally goes inside the store, buys the six-pack for the guy, gets the weed, and then...
Even exchange, it was a nice day.
I was like so terrified at that moment, but I guess whatever, it happens. 60% of people have had a drink before the age of 18.
I mean, that's just it. It happens. Lucy in Lockport, how did you get yours?
I literally walked into the liquor store. They thought I was my older sister, and I'd walk in and I'd be like, hey.
Confidence.
It can't go.
No.
Thanks for the call, Lucy.
Just went right for it.
I wish I had an older brother that looked like me. You know, because you can use IDs and stuff like that. That was always fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, the moral of the story is do not drink if you're not 21.
Exactly. That's just wait.
Unless you're in Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic,
Canada.
Mexico.
19 in Canada.
But do not forget, tomorrow we will be figuring out if someone is lying in the family and providing alcohol for an underage teen. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Brand new music from Benet. Damn it, I hate when I don't know the names.
Chicago's new hit music first.
It's called Super Lonely, though.
B96.
I know that because it says it on the screen right there.
Mm-hmm.
We are Gabe and Nina. And listen, we're going to be having a little fun in a second. We're going to play a game. It's called Sexy Spanish Talk.
That's because we were trying to give it a Spanish accent. That's why.
Benet.
Yeah, there it is.
You know, Bad Bunny, his real name is Benito. So
that's cute.
Bad B. I don't know where I'm going with this. Anyway. We're about to play Sexy Spanish Talk right now. If you don't know, if you're just listening to us for the first time, my name's Gabe. I'm Puerto Rican male, born and raised here in Chicago. So, you know, not only is he a great producer, but he's also great at Spanish. But we're the host of the shows now, so it's a different kind of sell.
It's a fun celebration of culture and
there you go, Nina.
Making it sexy all at the same time.
So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to say something in Spanish, and then you, the non-Spanish speaker, your job is to say whether what I'm whispering to you is sexy or silly. All right. So 877-591-9696. That's the number here. So all my non-Spanish speakers, if you want to have a little fun and come play the game with us, you can. For example, I'm going to say something along the lines of, le gusta vestirse con un panal y hacer ruidos de bebé. Se volverá loco si sacas un chupete.
Are your speakers shaking because the bass just really hit right now?
Is what I said sexy or silly? All right, come play. 877-591-9696. Sexy Spanish Talk with Gabe and Nina is up next on B96. Call now to play. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Sexy Spanish Talk. So the game is simple. I'm going to say something in Spanish. You simply got to tell me whether or not what I'm saying is sexy or silly.
Okay.
Number one, la manera.
de hacer un buen golpe durante el sexo es frotarlo después. O simplemente ir más duro. Ambos funcionarán.
Elizabeth, ¿was that sexy or silly?
I think it was silly.
Elizabeth, I said the key to a good smack during sex is rubbing it after. Or just going harder. Both will work.
What? Right.
Number two.
This is why you
Elizabeth.
Have to have cold water in the car while you play.
Number two, Elizabeth.
Okay.
Todavía no puedo creer que mi maestra de inglés me dio una C. Estaba enamorada de mi trabajo final. Nunca la perdonaré.
All right, Elizabeth, you heard it. Is what Gabe said sexy or silly?
No, I said, I still can't believe my English teacher gave me a C. I was in love with my final paper, and I'll never forgive her. So I said, I got you. Last one, Elizabeth. Le gusta vestirse con un panal y hacer ruidos de bebé. Se volverá loco si sacas un chupete.
Elizabeth, what was that one? Sexy or silly?
That's silly.
I said, he likes to dress up in a diaper and make baby noises, and he'll go real crazy if you pull out a pacifier. I'm talking about our own telephone tone right here. Good job. Hey, Elizabeth, where are you headed to right now?
To a food bank.
Oh, okay. Oh, I love that there's so many. Which one? Where at? What city?
In Waukegan.
Waukegan. Big shout out to everybody at the Waukegan Food Bank that is helping the actual city get some groceries into their refrigerator. Yes. Hey, Elizabeth, have a great day, okay?
You
too. B96. Gabe and Nina, B96. It is past 8:30, so that means when we come back, it is time for TMI Tuesdays, where we share a little bit too much information with you guys.
Sometimes you just need to. A little adult conversation.
Let's reveal ourselves when we come back. It's B96. All right, it's time to put the children to bed or to school or summer camp because now we're going to be doing TMI Tuesdays on B96. What's up? It's Gabe and Nina inside of Commercial Free Tuesday. And this is where we have like more adult conversations.
Right. Sometimes you just need to share a little extra. As we go through life together, guys, these are the conversations you maybe are too afraid to have, but we aren't.
Just because we're B96 doesn't mean we can't talk a little dirty. So the funniest part about this segment, though, is when we have to like mask what we're talking about because you still got to do that.
I love when Gabe tiptoes around it. Let's do it.
So basically what we're talking about today is my friend, when we were talking over the weekend, was telling me that he always makes... Not his girl, because he's not in a relationship. He's single. He makes women take a shower before, pay attention now, he eats a pie.
Okay.
Right? So when he wants to eat a pie, pay attention here. He makes the woman take a shower because he doesn't want to eat dirty pie.
He wants the table to be clean. Everything at the table to be clean before they sit down.
Now I get it. Because for me, I just like, if everyone has the opportunity to be clean before eating a pie.
It's usually better that way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Who wants, because what if the baker made a mistake and there's hair in the pie?
Oh my, you're
right. I'm saying, when you're cooking a pie. No?
Yeah,
when you cook a pie, sometimes you don't wear a hairnet.
Yeah, if you're not paying attention, you don't know.
All right, 877-591-9696. I would like to know, are you like my friend? Are you the type of person that needs the individual to take a shower before you eat the pie?
This is every time.
He said every time. I mean, obviously, because we've talked about this, and he was saying that like when it's drunk night, no, right? He doesn't care. But he's saying like if we're at the house or she comes over, you know, I would want her either to take a shower before she comes over or to take a shower. Like, you know, if we went somewhere, I'd want her to take a shower before I ate the pie.
Okay.
Wow. Apple pie, blueberry pie. Who knows?
Man, pumpkin just really pie. Work up an appetite. Pause.
Okay.
You go take a shower first.
Take a shower first. Now, Nina, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you want men to take a shower before you eat the pie?
I think it depends what was happening before it's time to eat the pie.
Let's say you guys met up for a lunch date.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you guys hit it off. You guys had two drinks. Now you're back at the house because you want to have a little, you know, at home cocktail.
Uh-huh.
And then, but you've been sweating. It's hot outside. Everything's then, yes, sweaty.
Then that would be ideal.
Oh,
yes.
So then if you are like that.
Yeah, because if we're sweaty and stuff, no, you need to come to the table clean. But if it's just any regular day.
I'm not sticking
day,
my face in that pie.
But if it's just any other regular day, I'm like, no. Why are we stopping?
Well, what's a regular? What would be a regular day where
not
you wouldn't
have to take? Not a sweaty day. Like, maybe you just go to lunch with somebody that you're dating. You come home from lunch, and then you're like, all right, it's time for dessert.
What if the guy was coming over in the middle of the day?
Uh-huh.
And, like, let's say do you ask him if he showered or...
I mean, yeah, be clean. I feel like that's necessary. If you're coming home in gym shorts and you're just playing basketball with your friends, don't touch me. Go straight to the shower.
This pie is dirty. This pie is sweaty and stinky.
Okay. It's like,
877-591-9696. You heard us talk about the pie. What are you doing?
I mean, because the reality is you're either the type that just doesn't care. And I would love to talk to you too, fellas, because I know it's more fellas than ladies.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're the type that like needs to be clean, which I understand. Listen, I get it. I'm the same way.
We need to hear what you do.
I'll tell you when we come back, but we'd love to take your calls. 877-591-9696. Shower before the pie? I'm out of here. Gabe and Nina, the question is simple. Before you're going to eat a pie... Should you be taking a shower? No, we're not really talking about pies and showers, but...
It's a TMI Tuesday, guys.
That it is. So we're taking your calls on what you guys do. A Kiera on the north side. So, all right, before you eat the pie, do they have to take a shower?
For sure.
For sure, for sure.
Always.
You know, it just really just guarantees that once you shower, you just can really eat the pie like
yes!
all of it you want.
Kiera, this is exactly what I'm trying to say. If you are showered, then your pie is going to
rise.
Your pie is
gone. You just eat the pie.
The whole pie. I eat the whole pie. The pie. Everything in the pie is
going to calories don't count after you shower.
That's the goal. And that's the goal, right?
Because Kiera, let's be honest, if you haven't showered before you eat the pie, and you just take any whiff of the pie, and if it feels moldy, mm-hmm. it feels like out of date, anything, you're
all
like,
right.
I'm straight.
Mm. We're cleaning the pie. Okay.
What are you so uncomfortable about, Nina? You're the same
you
one that said...
moldy. You yes. said, get a whiff.
Olivia, good morning. Olivia?
Olivia.
Aww.
She's showering. It's almost pie time.
Jennifer, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so we're inside of TMI Tuesday. Too much information that we're sharing. But the question is, should you have to shower before eating the pie?
Hey, that pie has to be 150. I need that pie to be clean for Super me to get in there and do what I got to do.
Jennifer, okay. That's what I'm saying.
So, Jennifer, at what point do you go, okay, go get in the shower?
I'm cute about it, I try to be as cute as I can, yeah. And... Honestly, it has to be all the time. I can't.
Jennifer, I'm the same way. I tell you like this, like we could be in the middle of, like I could just be anticipating what's going to happen. We're watching a movie. We might order some Chinese food. And then I might just say to you, gosh, a shower would be great right now. You know what I'm saying? Like a shower would be awesome right now. Because I'm telling you, the last thing you want to do. And then the thing is me, because I'm just this kind of person.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking about the whole day now. Like, I'm like, damn, it's 8 p.m. What time did you go to work today? 9? Oh, you've been on your feet all day.
at that point, yeah.
Thinking,
why don't you go take a hot shower and then I'll rub your feet?
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Floyd. Good morning, Floyd. Welcome to TMI Tuesday, sir. Oh, Floyd.
Hello? Man, all these people are trying to multitask. What are you
Floyd
doing out
actually
there?
Actually taking a shower. Matt, on the north side. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
All right. So when it comes to eating pie, do you make someone go take a shower before you eat the pie?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I know I'm in the minority, but there's no flavor.
Okay.
Okay, man.
He likes extra seasoning on his pie.
We're all just looking at the radio right now like, okay, no flavor. Matt, but I'll tell you this. I bet you Matt gets no complaints from the pie shop, right? The pie shop loves Matt. Everybody loves Matt.
Yes, they do.
Oh, Matt.
877.
Matt's got to take a shower after he eats that pie himself. Good Lord.
Matt, you a dirty boy. You a dirty, dirty boy.
It's okay.
877-591-9696. Before eating the pie, are you making that person go take a shower? It's a very important question. It's B96. Lee, welcome to TMI Tuesday.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. So, you know, we're having this ridiculous conversation, but it's an important one. It's an important one. I think that you're either one of two kinds of people. You're the person that makes someone take a shower before you eat a pie, or you just put your face right in the pie and don't even care. Who are you?
I am the one that they should know that it should be the pie should be cooked if they want to get the pie.
It's got to be right. Saying? Lee, if somebody's coming over your house, they better have taken a shower before they even step foot out the door, right?
Yeah, they should have.
Why are you disrespecting my taste buds by not taking a shower?
Well, I guess based off of what we've learned, guys, some people like the flavor. So sometimes you just have to stop and make sure.
No.
It's organic.
And then I'll let them know, too. I'll let them know. I'll go down there and smell it. And then I'll be like, no. You got
a shower. You got two options. You either go in the shower or go out the door. One or the other. Thanks for the call, Lee. Tezzy, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so when it comes to eating a pie, are you the type of person that sends someone to the shower before you eat it or eat the pie? Like a pie.
I'm a Leo, so I'm built for pleasure. So it's like, in a way, I would hope they took a shower beforehand, but you know how sometimes it happens. It could just happen, and I'm not going to just stop it and be like, you know what, before we start, go take a shower.
My thing is this. If I know that the person's been in a bad situation all day or whatever, my thing is I just won't eat a pie.
Well, see, that's different. If I do know that they've been, like, running or something like that, but then again, I mean, sometimes that sweat does give a little extra flavor.
Oh, my God!
I love it, Tazzy. Have a good one. No, that's it.
Gabe and Nina on B96.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.